Hey guys, and welcome back to Jules on the Hustle. It is Wednesday morning, and yes, people are social distancing. We're isolating, we're in quarantine, the world is being separated, yet we are all coming together through this, you know, coronavirus. So while we are getting separated and divided, we are coming together. We're coming together through ways that we can keep busy, stay active, maintain a normal life while we have to be away. And I think that is sort of the beauty of all this. I mean, there's really no beauty about this coronavirus pandemic, but it's making us find ways to adapt and survive, you know, in ways that we wouldn't normally. And it's not easy. And what's making everyone so anxious is that we don't know when the end is. If there's an end, is this the end of the world? Will it end tomorrow? Will it end in a month, in a week? I don't know. There's so many variables, so many unknowns. The good news is that everyone is on top of it. So in my last episode, I touched briefly upon athletes in college that have had their seasons canceled, but specifically seniors. So I've spoken to a few different seniors, and obviously I was a senior in college at the University of Virginia on the women's tennis team, and they're giving student athletes an opportunity to have their season replayed the following year. So it's like a redshirt year. The thing is, however, that tennis players have already pretty much played 50% of their season. So I was actually talking to a girl from UNC, and I wanted to because they're the number one team in D1 tennis right now. They have a sparkling 18-0 record, and honestly, they probably were going to win the NCAA team event. So I talked to one of the seniors, and what's so nice about that team is they're so tightly knit, and they go out there and they play for the team, and that is unique. Like, tennis is an individual sport, but that team just really makes it look like a team sport. Because in college tennis, although you're playing as a team, you are competing on your own court, and it's just scoring is team-like. But besides doubles, nothing about tennis is a team effort. So I spoke to this player, and they're 18-0, and the whole season is canceled. They were on spring break. Most of the student athletes found out about the corona pandemic affecting their season while on spring break. So that's not the most ideal place, but whatever. So UNC, for instance, now has to leave campus and leave their senior year with that 18-0 record, which is rough. And the thing about tennis is that because it's individual, it's not easy. Like, you put so much heart and effort. And also as a senior, you know you're like on your way out and you're giving like every match 100%. So a part of that makes it a little extra draining because you're putting so much energy and time and effort into every match, every practice, every team meeting. The thought of having to redo it, it's not easy. So while it's wonderful that they're giving the athletes another opportunity to play another year, it's obviously not ideal. I'm not saying I know a good solution to this, and I do believe we have to put the coronavirus first. I'm totally in favor of the season being canceled, but I'm not sure if I'd give them another year. I just feel like it's just very confusing. Like, what are you going to do about the incoming freshmen? And especially with tennis, there's a lot of scholarships. So what happens with the scholarships? Do people have to be benched? Do now the seniors get a chance to get a graduate degree? Because it's a little unfair for everyone else. Like, I would have loved to get a UVA graduate degree during a fifth year or an extra year of playing. But anyway, I know these are unusual circumstances. We've never had anything like this before. And it's just crazy to know that in like 50 years from now or 100 years from now, like any time amount, people are going to be reading about this time in March 2020 that we had a pandemic, a pneumonia-like illness that took over the world, and people are going to be reading it in their textbooks, getting quizzed and taking exams on the coronavirus, the COVID-19. It's just, it's like, whoa. Like, I read a lot about things like when I was in history in high school, and to think that we're going to be in that type of thing, it's odd. So we have high school seniors and college seniors that are going to have to, or they're thinking about their graduation. How are they going to celebrate their graduation? And that's a big thing. Obviously, the graduation from any school, whether it's a college, high school, is really important. It's a big moment in your life. It's one of the biggest moments of your life, which I never had. I never had a high school graduation like at school, and I never had a college graduation at school because of tennis. So while everyone's complaining about not having their graduation, it's like, I never did either. So, I mean, it happens. You have to make sacrifices in life. And like someone said, like, life is not fair, and it really isn't. So for the people that are just normal students, I get it. Like, graduation is super important. It's for your family, not just for you, for your family. And I do think having that postponed would be the best case instead of just canceled. And I know at UVA people are trying to like sign petitions to say like, don't cancel graduation, just push it back. But actually, during 2016, during my graduation, I was at NCAAs with my team. And then in high school, I was homeschooled because I was traveling around the world playing junior ITFs. And so I was doing Laurel Springs, and I loved it because I was able to bring my work everywhere I go around the world. I had half my classes text-based, half online, and I could, you know, study whether I was on an airplane. I could take exams in the middle of nowhere, Morocco. I could learn while I was, you know, waiting for my next tennis match. It just made my life easier for my tennis, because my goal was to be the best tennis player I could be while obtaining an education. Obviously, I wasn't going to drop out. So like, it made my life easier, and I didn't have to worry about missing school and then coming back and playing catch up. So yeah, that really worked out. But I missed graduation in high school and in college. And of course, it's not ideal, but you have to make sacrifices. And I think I turned out all right. So as we speak, I'm learning of ways to deal with the coronavirus. I have been doing a lot of FaceTiming. I've been enjoying going live on Instagram, which is basically FaceTiming with a friend, but then other people can watch your interaction and they can add comments and questions. And actually, Monday night, I did it for like 2 hours straight, and I had three different people join me. It was a lot of fun, and it really makes you feel like you're not away from everyone. It makes you laugh. And for me, laughing is just so important, because I could be having the worst day, but if someone makes me laugh, it just honestly changes just my whole entire mood and makes me less sad. This is a sad time. Like, I'm at home. I'm pretty much figuring out what to do like the last second. Like, I have no plans. I mean, I have tentative plans, but everything is really like a second by second basis. No one really wants to meet up in person, and if you go to a coffee shop or a restaurant, you have to take it out or delivery. Like, you can't really just sit down with someone and talk to them. So I've really enjoyed this whole FaceTime thing, because there's just only so much Netflix and TV you can watch, although Netflix recommendations are highly, highly appreciated. So if you have one, please message me, because I honestly feel like Netflix needs to step it up at this time. There's nothing to watch, in my opinion, and this is the time they should be like balling out. But anyway, so I've been relying on these FaceTimes, and I feel like being outside at parks and like just in the fresh air is being overshadowed right now. I know they say stay at home, but there's no reason why you can't just go on a walk by yourself, whether it's in like your driveway or your neighborhood or your backyard just to get fresh air. Truthfully, like besides some rain we've gotten, the sun has been out. It's been about 50 degrees. Just bundle up. Like I have a wall at my local park. I'm going to get my tennis racket and just go bang some balls over there. That's what I'm about to do after this podcast is over, because not only is it good for cardio, but it just lets me do something I enjoy, something active, and I won't be around other people. And I honestly think that people are just forgetting that they can just get some fresh air alone. Like, I mean, I don't want to give false information out right now. I know we're supposed to stay in, well, you don't have to stay in your homes. We're not like on lockdown like Italy. But I think getting fresh air, going on a walk by yourself, getting some sun, and you just don't have to be in your bed or in your desk all day long. I think there are a lot of things you can do solo outdoors. Also, it's important to realize that during this time, even if you're not personally affected, you may not know that you are affected, but let's say you are not affected, we have to look out for other people. People that are elderly or have underlying, you know, diseases, some issues with their lungs, like we really need to look out for other people. This is a time where the world is forced to do things for others. A lot of times people are selfish or like to do what's best for their own self. But right now, we have to look out for others. And it's a life and death type thing. It's not just, you know, just another day or another situation where you just do something because you don't want to or you want to. Now it's life and death. So we really need to respect others, look out for others. And this is another reason why I feel like the coronavirus is bringing people together while it's pushing us apart. So when I said that you can, you know, take walks outside, I didn't mean it in a way that I want people to get together. And I mean, there's some people on spring break right now on beaches, and no one is practicing social distancing right there. I'm telling you, there's like hundreds of people in a small, like small area. And that's exactly what I'm not saying to do. I'm saying just go on a walk, get some sun on your own, in your neighborhood, in your backyard, in your driveway. And that just makes you feel a lot better. So that's what I'm saying. So all in all, this is a tough time for everyone. We all gotta do our best to thrive at this point, whether it's Netflix, social media, but not too much social media. I feel like that's causing some extra anxiety, some fake news, some fake rumors. Make sure you know where you're getting your news from before you overreact. Do not listen to anyone that's not certified to give you information. That's what I've learned. People are talking out of their butts, but the only things you should be hearing about coronavirus are whether it's on the news, on TV, from like President Trump or, you know, people like that, high up people, or a doctor. There's no reason you should be on Twitter scrolling, hearing what Joe Johnson has to say, or Joe Schmo, like what he thinks about coronavirus. He probably doesn't know what's going on. So make sure, my number one advice right now is make sure you know that the information you're getting is actually true before you overreact. So now French Open has been postponed to after the US Open in September. Like, I don't know how to feel about this. I'm going to think about it and probably talk about it in the next podcast. I'm still digesting it. And obviously, it would probably either be this movement or no French Open at all. So I guess I'll take it. I know some ATP, WTA players are questioning this decision, but I'm not really sure why, because it's either this or nothing. But we'll reflect on that next. As always, follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Jules El Baba, at JulesElBaba. If you have any suggestions or recommendations of shows to watch on Netflix, ways to stay active that don't require you spreading anything around or being around other people, please send them forward and I will be sure to try them all out. Thank you guys for tuning in. See you guys next time on Jules on the Hustle.